This is, I don't really feel the need to do these cold opens anymore because I have Baby Yoda at my disposal. So if I don't think of anything clever to say to you guys prior to this introduction, it will involve another Baby Yoda meme. Let's see if I thought of anything. I got one. I'm going to tell y'all about the...
Ate some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive, I don't still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I'm a savage.
Yo, Pierre, you wanna come out here?
Nani?
Welcome, welcome to another episode of the Identity Booth. We are back, baby. First, clap it up. Get the crowd going. This is the first video in the fucking booth, the new booth, as we like to know it. We're in a new location. You know the rules of the podcast. We don't talk about what we eat. We don't talk about where we stay. And we don't call people by name unless they're going to watch the video or you make them watch the video. And they also could be in the video. It doesn't. These rules matter and they don't. But what does matter is that you guys are liking, sharing, subscribing to the channel. That helps me. Lets me know you're watching. I really appreciate the feedback. I've been getting a lot more comments. Been getting a lot more shares and likes. You know, it's all about that growth in 2020. And this is really the topic of the day. I'm going to talk about some bad advice that I've gotten in 2019 and some bad advice I've seen in 2019, and in an effort to better myself for 2020, because the motto for 2020 is I will not show it the same mercy it received in 2019. Like, you got to come with it in 2020. 2020, I have taken it upon myself to put myself in the position to be as successful as possible with the least amount of damage to whatever's going on. Because I think for the first time in my life, I saw a reflection of time. And that comes at a really disappointing time for me, because I recently lost, and it's so weird for me to say this, a good friend, because by judgment of the way things went and how things happened, the fact that I don't have anything to prove that we were good friends kind of affects that statement. 2020, we lost our brother, Kane. And it's kind of sad that, you know, I had to find this out via people spilling their guts, you know, in sorrow for him. So we send our love to you. You've always been a decent human being to me. You've always been a good teammate to me on and off the field. And, you know, I'm trying, this is going to come out way later, but, you know, my goal is to try and make it to your funeral. And if not, you know, next time I'm in Chicago, definitely come have a chat with you at your gravesite. So, nothing but blessings and, you know, recovery for the loved ones who bear your blood and your name. So take that as you will. On a lighter note, and not even a lighter note, it has to be said that this is bad advice that I've gotten in 2019. So, and I really want to know what bad advice y'all got, because there's probably going to be a two-part to this. But here's some bad advice that I've gotten in 2019. The first piece of bad advice I got in 2019 is invest in Bitcoin. I fell for the initial hype, but thank God I got out in time and I broke even. I can't tell you how many people have been trying. Like, there's no, the truth is, there is no get rich quick scheme. There's no way you're gonna get rich quick. If you haven't figured it out by now, you're never gonna figure it out. You feel me? Like, unless you have devised a plan that requires you, like, for you to get rich quick requires you to step on someone else's back. So whenever I hear that shit, whenever I hear somebody trying to pull me to the side, you know those conversations where the person is like, calls you up from high school, from college, you ain't talked in a long time, but you see them in all these weird pictures and all these weird events, usually these like hotel conference halls, and they're like, yo, I'm doing business, things are great, they're taking flashy pictures, and then they hit you with the DM like, hey, I wanna cut you a piece of this pie. The rule is with these situations that if there's something they can give you, they should be able to give it to you for free first, and then at no cost to show you how to build it. Like, that's just how it is. If you came to me and said, hey, I want you to teach me how to edit, I would be like, yeah, this is how I did it. This is how it happened. Now, if 20 people come to me, I need to figure out ways to monetize that. But guess what? If it's my homeboy, if it's my friend, if it's someone that's even a basic associate, I'm not going to try and scheme you out your life. Like, life is hard enough as it is. We don't need people we thought weren't friends anymore coming back deceiving us. Like, get the fuck out of here with that. So, you know, whatever, get rich quick screen, that shit is dead to the water. Another piece of advice that I've just like thrown to the discretion of the wind is like this whole I'm on my own shit. Like, that shit is so dead. I think in 2019 I spent most of my time in a relationship or talking to somebody, and it was so good for my heart. Like, I isolate myself to an extent because I like to focus and be like on my own. I'm an introvert, so like I enjoy that space I got. But you know, there's just something comforting about having another warm body to talk to when you get home. There's just something convenient about waking up and knowing that someone's gonna think about you. I see the allure of being in a committed relationship and letting that progress to marriage, and seeing a lot of my loved ones, my good friends, you know, get married and have kids and all these things. It is something that I think about. I think there's a lot of people in our generation who are kind of conflicted because they're not those people that they see. And there's people in their family who constantly try and bug them about this. And this is way worse for the ladies, because as a guy, I just tell my parents and everyone who doesn't have any business asking me this question to fuck off. Like, I have that capability. But I also know that I can bust a nut at the age of 80, and that's going to produce a kid. Women, they have a cutoff date, expiration, and it builds pressure. Their biological clock is an internal ticking time bomb. And I could see the frustration, especially coming from the aspect of, you know, what's appropriate and what's not appropriate to ask a woman as far as pregnancy. Because as much people say, oh, I can't have, I don't want to have kids, that's usually a front for they can't have kids. And that's something that I want people to think about. Stop asking people about their pregnancy status until you have been told their pregnancy status. And it usually will come from them, and it only come from them if they want you to know. I found out a lot of my close friends who don't have kids because they can't. And finding that out and kind of seeing the situation where I'm in, where, you know, I got tested and I'm fine right now, and, you know, I can have a kid whenever I want. That's a luxury for me. That's a blessing for me. So taking that into consideration. Another thing that I am going to take into 2020 that I've learned to just leave in 2019 is probably this whole political sphere of ideas, where I was under the impression, like, damn, you know, people didn't vote for Blase Blase, or they voted for Blase Blase, or they voted for something. Now I can flat out say, like, look, if you vote for a Republican, you're trash. If you vote for a person who's okay with sending kids to dungeons and concentration camps in our country, where we've had at least 13 kids die in our possession, that's something that I think you can be called trash for. Like, that whole, the votes won't matter. Yeah, they will matter. Because one person puts kids inside of a jail, one person is okay with letting the world burn, one person is okay with breaking the law to no extent, one person thinks they can get away with shooting someone on Fifth Street, and the other people are just probably greedy, or just probably don't understand healthcare. But at least they're not putting people in jail cells, or creating race wars, or having deranged idiots send bombs to news outlets. We have to get back to some form of normalcy. And I think that's a super important thing to remember in 2020. I personally will be voting for Bernie Sanders. But guess what? If Bernie Sanders doesn't win the nominee, I'm voting for whoever the hell is in that blue spot. I'm not going to be ignorant like I was in 2016 and write Bernie's name in and probably spell that shit wrong. Like, at this point, I'm getting to the age now where, like, if shit goes down, I'll be too old to properly defend myself. So I need the youngsters of the past, the future, rather, to step up. And I think you need to have some uncomfortable conversations with your friends. You know, back in the day, a lot of these things that were created by boomers, don't talk about your salary. Don't talk about your sex. Don't talk about your politics. These are all things we need to be able to talk about. I think it's okay to talk about them. I don't see a problem with people talking about them. Things that make you uncomfortable, you have to ask yourself why first before you get mad at the people who are talking about it. So let's have these conversations. Let's be open. Let's be direct. Let's be live. Another thing I want to like kind of be able to transition to is even with this channel, you know, the Identity Booth has really shifted into a podcast setting because, you know, it's just a little bit more easy with my new schedule, especially with the videos and everything that I do. These podcasts are not as tough to produce and get back out. They have a short turnover time, but I really want to keep doing these deep dives where I have these super interesting videos. Towards the end of the year, I had two really strong videos come up about the missing children, and it kind of got hot in the social sphere, so I wanted to be able to do that. I want to be able to accomplish a lot of things in 2019. How long am I going to be making that mistake? There's a lot of things I want to accomplish in 2020. So something that I want to leave in the past is this idea that, you know, tomorrow, you can do it tomorrow. That's some shit I got to leave in the past. I got to be doing shit right now. My ability to work and function comes down to my own drive. Not only my own drive, but the things I surround myself with. If I think that I'm going to come out here and do my studying, my coding, my video, my comic book, and research, and also work a job, and also go to school, I'm crazy to come to this situation unprepared. Bad advice like that ain't gonna cut it in 2020. Some more bad advice I got was, forgiving people. I don't think that's necessary. I don't think you have to forgive people, man. Fuck them. Like, real talk. Okay. Like, there's some people who are redeemable, but the people there, could you imagine for 10 years you've been knowing someone, and for 10 years they've been royally fucking you, and you've had to put up with them or endure them because of whatever stipulation. And then finally, a day comes where they've crossed the line and you don't want to take them back, but everyone in your circle says, nah, come on, man, give them a second. Nah, fuck them and fuck them people in your circle too. You gotta protect your energy in 2020, because that shit is inexpensive. Like, that shit cannot be wasted. It is so important to be happy in 2020. This whole, oh, I gotta struggle. No, you don't have to struggle. You don't. Little qualities, find things that make your life better, like little quality of life improvement, don't have to cost you a damn thing. Hey, someone's throwing a party at so-and-so place, this vacation so-and-so place, you got 10K of debt still, maybe don't go on that vacation. Maybe just chill at home. There's not enough. How much TV do you need? So as we get older, as adults, I know for sure that I'm not sitting here counting like, oh, snaps, you know, I can only go out and kick it this much. No, a great weekend for me is doing absolutely nothing. Some of the best fun I've had in my 30s have been alone. That's a lie. Let's, like, not pretend like, you know, this is going to be like a new thing for you. There's, if for guys, listen, guys, they've caught on to you. They've caught on to us. The women are getting smarter. and we're now catching up with them. So like, there was a trajectory. Like, you know, women are like super sexy, super attractive from that like 18 to 25. Then they like get to 26, and some of them premium tires get a little flat, you know, they need a little air pressure. They get a few cosmetic things done, but guys are still going strong. But now we're 28 guys heading into the 30s. And, you know, some of them 31. There's some guys 28. They're doing the hair fishing. You feel me? That's what the girls are calling it. They out here saying, if you got a hat on, your hairline ain't right. And I was just like so shocked by this, because guys, you have a gap in your tooth. That's your gap. That's your thing. That's what makes you attractive. We take our defaults and we make them into pleasurable things that we can enjoy. But now that our bodies are a shadow of what they used to be, except for me, you know, I'm out here. Ugh. But for all the people who, you know, got busted wheels, you now have a moral obligation to have a personality. So in 2019, that whole, you know, look good, feel good, that shit go out the door. There's only so much that your Gucci baton belts and all that bullshit is going to be able to cover up. Because if your personality is shitty, if your mental fortitude is not there, if you're not emotionally intelligent, if you don't go to fucking therapy, if you don't have a culture that you value, you're not good for the black community. And I think that's a really awesome thing to be able to let go of in 2019 as we head into 2020. We need to start figuring out who our allies are. And just like we see those random black people in the Trump rallies, not all of them are paid, but some of them are dragged there by force. We need to start figuring out who's being paid to be our friends, because those people will eventually betray you if someone pays them enough. And you don't need that stress in your life, because you got 2-3 jobs going just to make it. You don't need your friends being another reason why you're calling out for a sick day or whatever the case may be to survive. Develop yourself in 2020 is something that has to be personal. It has to be prominent. It has to be super important. It has to be the front line. Development on any level. It doesn't have to be financial. That's something else we got to leave in 2019. This whole financial, the only way we can get better lives is through financial wealth. I know poor people who live better lives than rich people. And I know rich people who fucking cry themselves to sleep in their $20 million mansions. I know them. I've played with them. I've asked them questions. And when they ask me, why the fuck didn't I come back to the NFL when I had no reason to leave and I could easily get back on any team? The answer is always going to be the same. I was happy with what I'd accomplished. And when you don't have the ability to internalize your own happiness, you have to get it from other people. And when you have to get your happiness from other people, it's going to start costing you other things that you're probably not prepared to part ways with, like your sanity, like your energy. Internalize your happiness. Find out what makes you happy so you can force every fucking body around you to give it to you whenever they decide to approach you. I don't know what else I would be so inclined to be viciously attacking or leaving in 2019. I think I can leave a bunch of people in 2019. Let's leave Trump in 2019. Let's leave all the Republicans in 2019. But I want to leave some of the unnecessary BS that we can't discuss in the past and leave it there so we can have more fruitful and forward-thinking conversations about how to gracefully handle these situations. I don't know how long I've been talking, but I feel like I've been talking for a long time. Tell me some things you want to leave in 2019. Some bad advice you got in 2019 that you're going to leave, or your New Year's resolution. God, I regret saying that, but do it. Write your comments. Like, share, subscribe. I don't know when this is going to come out. I don't know when I'm going to have a chance to do more videos like this. But for the meantime and in between time, you know, take care of yourself, guys. Happy New Year.